Elmer Long doesn't manage a national forest, but it may be the most unique collection of trees in the nation. He doesn't have to plant them and wait for them to grow. He simply creates them, and his building materials are quite interesting. In fact, it's hard for him to get his work done for all the people stopping by his front yard. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Elmer Long says the origin of the creation in his front yard goes back several decades.
My father was a bottle collector. We used to go camping in the desert in the 50s, and then we started running into these old dumps. We'd run much through them, and one day he found a bottle, and he was hooked.
His father built a bottle collection. In 2000, Elmer used his welding skills to turn pipes into what looks like the trunk and branches of trees. The leaves, if you will, are the many bottles that he and his father collected.
My first four or five trees were just bottles and pipes. One day, an old friend of mine showed up. He had a miner's shovel with a busted-off handle, and he went over here and he stuck it in a pipe, and it looked good. So I backtracked and I redid all the others, and then I started putting tops on everything.
It is the tops of the trees that are perhaps most interesting. You'll find just about anything in the top of his 10-foot-tall bottle trees.
Over here, there's a 1949 Lionel train. I still remember taking it out of the box. It was brand new.
Shotguns, cash registers, a sewing machine, bed frame, just about anything is welded into the tops of the bottle trees.
Sometimes I build them and I set them aside because it just doesn't feel right, and then later on I'll get another idea and add to it. If I've got all the parts together, I'll be done in an hour or so.
Elmer doesn't charge for people to stop and see his forest of bottle trees here on old Route 66.
Sometimes I'll come out here first thing in the morning, 8 o'clock, and just get started. I fire up that welder. Car stops. I shut the welder down. We talk. Before you know it, there's three or four cars. I've had that happen when I had over 100 people in the yard in one day.
You can see the pictures of the bottle trees at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the Countryside, near Oro Grande, California, I'm Andrew McCray.